Now it's time for the last in our series of holiday recipes from our colleagues here at NPR. We've heard about Christmas breads and turkey tacos and mofongo, and also to you, but the person who started it all joins us now, Susan Stamberg, who is the mother of Mama Stamberg's cranberry relish, has a New Year's recipe for us. Mrs. Stamberg, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, well, it's such a pleasure, but I like the mofongo to you, too.
And a special thanks because we prepared your cranberry relish recipe over the holidays with my family, and it turns out to be a wonderful purgative. Thank you very much.
It's good for sinuses, too. You're so mean.
So the recipe you're sharing with us today.
Yes, this is a very elegant recipe, and yeah. I make it every year and bring to whatever New Year's party I'm invited to. You're not having one tonight, are you?
As a matter of fact, I'm...
Nonetheless, it's very chic and elegant. I think it's the kind of dish that Holly Golightly would take to a New Year's party.
Okay,
it's caviar pie. And it's the simplest thing to make, but it's really has a punch. It's got 6 eggs, and you have to hard boil them. Mm-hmm. And then you chop them a little bit. You mix them with 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise. You spread that on the bottom of an oiled 8-inch spring pan. I can't find mine, so I just use a plain old pie plate. So you've got this layer of eggs with mayonnaise, and you sprinkle that layer with a cup of red onion, which is minced fine. Now, I'm not much of a chef, and whenever I see the word mince in a recipe, I turn the page. But in this case, the work is really worth it because it's quite delicious. So mince away,
chop
into smallish pieces. Mm-hmm. Then you soften 8 ounces of cream cheese, and you blend that with 2/3 of a cup of sour cream, get it all nice and smooth, and then you spread that over the minced onion.
And you have the ambulance on speed dial.
You spread it with a wet spatula, but that's kind of hard. So I rinse my hand.
Spit on the spatula, or what do you do?
No. I put my hands under hot water, and then I just use my very clean fingers to spread all that. You chill it for 3 hours if you've got the time overnight, but you don't have the time if you want to make it for this evening.
Yeah.
And when you're ready to serve it, you take black caviar and spread that all over the top.
What if you don't have a big Hollywood star in your family? Caviar is an expensive ingredient.
I have used red, which I understand is less expensive and also more festive looking. So you just cut it into wedges the way you would a pie, and you serve it with thin slices of lemon just because that looks so pretty. And I like to eat it. I eat it with a fork, but some people like to spread it on crackers. It's absolutely up to you, and it makes about 10 servings.
Yeah.
Or more if people detest it, or less if they really love it and go back for thirds, as I often do.
Now, is this a family recipe or something you read in the New York Review of Books?
I pulled it. I want to show you this. I think this must have been Family Circle. Look how old that thing is.
Oh,
it's yellowed
mercy.
With
the caviar way of life for the holidays.
You betcha.
Romanoff caviar ad from Teaneck, New Jersey.
Whoa.
Oh, my word. Is that your handwriting that says fabulous?
Yes, indeed it is.
Mrs. Stamberg, it's an honor to have you on our show, even under this thoroughly ridiculous occasion. So thank you very much. Have a wonderful New Year.
You too.
One of the things I treasure about my life here is having the office down the hallway from you.
Oh, good heavens. How dear you are. Thank you. Happy 2017.